Imagine a scene in which a boy is wrenched from a mother's arms and is headed for certain death. No doubt the scene played out many times during the Holocaust, but this version had a happy ending. The story of survival is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
By 1945, the Russian army had retaken the city of Chinote. The Russians figured any Jews still living in the city must have struck a deal with the Germans in order to survive. So Jewish males, 17 years old and up, were being forced into the front lines of the conflict where they would meet certain death. That was the situation facing Serge Kreisberger.
They put you on the truck and you were gone. That's probably the end of it. I used to wear short shorts and try to look like I'm much younger.
But on one occasion, when troops were searching the streets and buildings near his home, Serge looked old enough for the Russians to load him on one of those trucks and send him to certain death.
I thought I can sneak in into my house. Just as I was coming close to the door, that Russian soldier at the corner saw me and he pointed, "Come here." And he put me in the truck. And that was it. And I would have been disappeared. But I started screaming, "Mother, mother, mother, mother."
His mother heard the screams of her child. And now, with Serge on the truck and ready to be separated from her forever, the mother made a dash to save her son.
And it says, "Bring down the passport." And here is the miracle. When they gave me that passport that that Russian colonel gave us 3 years earlier, in 1939, when we got that passport, they made a mistake. Instead of saying I was born in 28, they put 1929. So they took me off the truck because she ran down with the passport, showed him my 1929. That would have been the end.
As the war ended, the family wound their way around Europe, and Serge eventually became a U.S. citizen in 1959. He passed in 2014, but my time and interview with him is one of the most inspirational I've had the opportunity to be a part of. Traveling the Countryside, in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.